secretary.
He will, appoint the U.S. governor, a candidate for governor.
Yeah.
Governor, Tommy Eagle ran out of his jumpsuit, climbed on his airplane, flew back to support Kennedy in the Senate, all that kind of stuff. That, we've had a bad vote in the Senate, in the Democratic caucus. They voted the other way, so, you know, we gotta take them on, hit them.
How bad was the vote?
There were three different votes, so I'm not sure. Which, when they finally boiled down, they went, a very heavy vote to go for the Cooper Chase thing, 35-8 or something like that. But, earlier it was much closer, like 21-14 or 20, you know, different kind of thing on the...
What is the Cooper Chase on that? Just bug out?
Cut off funds.
Well.
And, so we're moving to counteract that. We're taking all our campaign organization types, the ones that were sending out telegrams to begin with, moving them to attacks from the districts or states on the senators. With the, you know, maximum viciousness we can get on that, you goddamn commie, you can go traitor type stuff, shake them up a little. And, we'll move that from their areas. We've got a lot of people ginned up. We've got a resource rolling now that we want to keep in action. That seems like the best thing for it to do at this point is to hit the bad guys. They'll keep on bolstering the good guys, but they aren't going to need as much as the bad guys need an attack.
I guess they just weren't able to get enough support from the Senate.
No. And Alan, in the caucus, tried to get a resolution condemning the North Vietnamese invasion of South Vietnam, and Cranston moved to change the word invasion to incursion, and that passed. So Alan said, fuck you, I withdraw the resolution, and walked out of the caucus. So I think we got Alan set to take him on, which would also be good. If Laird does this tomorrow, which he's going to do, then we'll move to get Connie on Thursday. It'd be better not to double.
That's right.
Anyway.
Well, I think it's predictable that the Democratic senators are going to do this. What do you think, Henry?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unconscionable, but also predictable in this election year.
Well, if they really put us to it, we've tried everything, and their behavior, if this thing works, they should be crucified. The Russians apparently have ordered their ships to stay in port.
In Hanoi?
In Haifa.
Why do you think they've done that?
So you can't blow up the docks.
So we can't blow up the docks. Well, I've never been all that sure that we should blow up the docks, because if we do, we've really taken away an asset. As long as the harbor is mined, they can't go in anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
But they're not going to be doing that. I wouldn't blow up the docks if the ships are there anyway.
No, I'd leave it alone. We're going tonight after that railway bridge in Hanoi, and after the... Tonight we're taking out the POL around Hanoi, and the railway bridge and the marshalling carts. They think they got about 1,000 trucks in the strike the other day. And we're just going to grind them down now. Tomorrow they go after the Haiphong POL, and other railway marshalling.
The closest vote was 21-14, you said?
I'm not sure. I'd made them closer than that.
They're going to cut off all funds for at the end of the year?
4 months.
Cooper Church is 4 months. Yeah, they changed it to the 4 months to fit your timetable.
4 months from the day?
4 months from release of prisoners.
Well, it's POWs only, but not ceasefire.
No, they won't accept that.
It's only a psychological misfortune as far as, I mean, it looks like the Senate vote against us. It isn't one that's going to have any substantive effect, because they've got to let the prisoners out for it to have any...
Well, it'd be hard for us to beat on the floor.
No, yeah, but they're punching the filibuster.
Well, goddamn, why not? Just filibuster. Put a rifle sword on them.
We don't plan to take them lying down.
Good.
And that's why we're hitting these senators. We've got some walkers. We got to work on the weak thing.
Well, if they can add the word ceasefire to it, I mean, we're shape on it, you know what I mean?
We don't know who the absentees were in the caucus. We think we have 16 Democratic senators with us. And if we do, we're all right.
You figure if we're going to lose all the Republicans. Well, you can't get all the Republicans because you've got Case gone. You know what I mean? If you've got Javits gone. What can keep telling them away? We just usually trust you for 4, 5, 6 Republicans. 16 Democrats isn't enough. You don't know
if it is. Lose them.
Sure it's enough. If you don't, with 16 Democrats, you only need 35 Republicans.
Sure. I was thinking 40.
Oh, 30. Oh, that's right. That's right. You're right. Well, that's the way the battle goes, but incidentally, Bob, and you've got to realize, we've all got to realize, we'd have had this damn vote just the same if we hadn't done this.
Bob, it should be what
we
have. Plus,
3 weeks
you
later.
Have now. You have now.
2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah. But now you have a hell of a lot of people with you.
And we wouldn't
have strongly with you who were wavering before. You have a complete switch of the POW lives. You have a complete switch of the Hawks. You have a complete
switch. Oh, are the POW lives with us?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. What else can they do?
Totally. I mean, just super, you know, all on. And that, it's all these things that we got to, you know, it's ongoing for us now. That we didn't
well,
have
it's basically a media story. The media, the Senate. The Senate voted today, this and that. Bally Azub and Mr. Ryan put in a petition to impeach the president.
Doesn't make any difference if we crack these bastards now.
That's correct.
That's the point. It's what
the only difference is what occurs when it gets to the Russians.
No. I think that I think the Freedom is pretty sophisticated. He's seen you go through this now 3 times. Unfortunately.
I've got the advance information on the poll that they're running tonight, which is 70, it's something like 70% support. 15% opposed and 15% undecided. And that's not a straight line question. Do you see why I've got to do my career or something?
I don't think that they make their decision on that basis. They have.
Well, they might make their decision on the basis of the thing that I was thinking. They might make their decision on the basis of whether I'm going to be around or not. That's the only reason.
I think Hanoi will make the decision on that basis. I think the Soviet Union has one problem only, which is how can they maintain their communist virginity in the face of this challenge. They'd like to get out of it. They don't want to confront us over this. And I think what they'll...
Good. How'd you get along today, this afternoon? Have you been pretty busy with people?
I've had a WASAC meeting. I didn't do any briefing, but I'll do tomorrow.
Right.
But I get good reactions to the morning briefing. A lot of it was piped around the government. I don't know how the briefing went this afternoon.
They said very well. They said Larry just did a superb job.
Yeah. I cracked him up when I called the telephone call.
They said Bill was all right, but he went and he droned on for 45 minutes and just wiped everybody out.
He went on for 45 minutes. Usually he's very brief.
They also said incidentally that Warner did very well.
He's got a thing about minds. He gets it started on minds.
He starts slobbering.
He gets almost sexual about it.
I love it.
I've never seen anything like that.
We've got everything right where we want it right now. It's a matter of.
But our real trouble will start when the Russians cancel this summer.
Yeah, you get another psychological. It isn't going to be as bad. That's not going to be as bad as you think because it's heavily discounted.
Well, when you say our real trouble starts, Henry, we have to realize it's not only heavily discounted, but we thoroughly expect it. In other words, we have no doubts about the main thing.
The North Vietnamese, they're beginning now to crank up the attack on Hue. If we can knock that one, if we can defeat that, I think.
They are.
He's now. Finally, Abrams is doing what the president has been wanting. because he's got 30 B-52s he's using like tactical air. He doesn't hit them targets, he just keeps them, and they can't go in when something develops. They're now systematically leveling the area between, on the north of Hue, right up back to the DMZ. They threw in 10,000 rounds of artillery into it, our people, yesterday, and 30 B-52 strikes. Now, if there's any living thing left in there, it's just hard to imagine.
What is the, looking at the situation with regard to the cancellation of the summit, is there anything you think we can do, Bob, to handle that problem?
No, I think you just say that's position exactly right now. It's on the Russians' hands if they cancel the summit. You stated your position.
You stated it very well.
You move from east. I don't think you're going to have a problem. They'll give the squeakers some more squeakers.
The goddamn Chinese put out a statement today saying that it's a challenge to Moscow.
They're trying to break the summit. They can see the speech didn't mention them.
Yeah. Well, what they put out was the speech didn't mention them because they know it doesn't do any good to appeal to them, and the softies in Moscow.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck. Well, anyway, Henry, it's hard to realize that almost the day is finished. I must say, those senators are just about participating. I must say, too, that I am getting a little tired of having these goddamn seances with Mansfield and never having him before us. What do you think about it, though? Or do you agree?
I agree. Now this is one of these crunches again. Seems to happen once a year. And it's got to happen now.
Well, look, there's something we don't care what the goddamn vote is. They can't come off. They'll never get a butt cut off through the House.
Not before the election, anyway. And the election is at the agenda.
That's right. But before the election, we will have broken these masters one way or the other. Don't you agree?
They will now act extremely tough for a month. They've got to. They want to see whether they can crack it.
That's why it's so important for us to have an extremely tough.
Yeah.
Oh, could I suggest one other thing, too? Should the Russians move on Thursday, I then think that our best reaction to that, in addition to a statement, is for Abrams to divert a hell of a strike the very next day. What do you think?
I think we should not gear anything particularly to that.
Maybe not. Well,
because they have a lot of options. They can cancel, from some point of view, just canceling the summit is a solid option if they keep everything else going. And supposing we get solved and all the other things anyway. Hold the statement of principles for either occasion.
They can cancel, they can postpone.
They can cancel, they can postpone, they can cut all relations for that. I mean,
it's not good broad diplomatic recognition.
No, but they could just knock off all negotiations.
Bottom is ambitious.
The president.
That's bottom is.
They'll be back. They've got to be back. We've gone through these periods up and down and until we've got it. The next interesting question is whether or not June 21st visits China is going.
Has that been announced?
No.
Just let it play. Was that going to be public?
Yeah. We're going to do that to inform it or not.
Well, we just play it. If it isn't, that's all right too. I mean,
that's not
my own view is this. I think we have seen the issue clearly. I mean, we like to keep the Chinese game going, we like to keep the Russian game going. But if we get SOC and Vietnam, both games will collapse at this point.
No question. No, what would be sort of a good move is if the Russians
postpone the summit and I wound up in Peking again.
Oh, right.
That was sort of put it after this thing settles down in 2 or 3 weeks, we can ask the Chinese. But if the Russian summit goes through, then certainly the Peking will go through. If the Russian summit gets postponed,
then the question is whether they'll.
Then I'm just asking whether there's still in some sense in going. Put it on the calculation.
If I put it on the basis that since it's canceled, you're still willing to come. But if you don't want to cause any embarrassment to them, you know, just my intent.
We've got a lot of money in the bank with the Chinese. It was really a devilish statement. It was put out as a commentator's article. Of course, this makes a lot much more dependent on China. And a lot depends on whether Russia will accept the blockade. If Russia accepts the blockade, of course China will fulfill its duty and ship more supplies.
So they mean that the Russians should try to run it?
Well, they can afford to be tough at Russia's expense.
Yeah. They really like it. Of course, they want to bust the summit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people here do, too.